1995 was an exceptionally busy year for Reznor and his cohorts, with the release of the Further Down the Spiral remix album and a nationwide US tour with his idol and admirer David Bowie. This proved to be an extremely pleasing adventure for both parties, with Bowie receiving the kudos of playing in front of Nine Inch Nails' considerably younger and cooler audience, and Reznor getting to play with one of his heroes in a stadium environment. As well as this high point, Reznor received his second Grammy for the live performance version of Happiness in Slavery from the previous year's Woodstock show. Also on the agenda at this time was a record that Reznor planned to make with circus sideshow specialist Jim Rose, which Reznor spoke about excitedly. This record will confront just about every issue that upsets people. It will be non-PC in every way imaginable. Again, sadly, so far this record has never surfaced. As 1996 rolled round to its close, Reznor began work on his next Nine Inch Nails record, as well as contributing three new songs to the soundtrack of David Lynch's new movie, Lost Highway. One of these songs, The Perfect Drug, was accompanied by a suitably epic video clip that revolved around an extremely gothic scenario, and the song was to earn Reznor his third Grammy for Best Hard Rock Performance. With the band's new album, The Fragile, currently nearing completion in a New Orleans funeral home and due for a late summer 1999 release, Reznor greets the new millennium in the enviable position of being a man very much on top of his game. Having spent the last decade mining his own angst for some of the most grim and gripping music of the 90s, Reznor's amalgam of guilt, angst, alienation and anxiety has proven to be the perfect heady concoction for a generation desperate to get drunk on something more meaningful than the party rock that powered the decade before. As well as ploughing a profitable and ultimately important furrow himself, Reznor has proven to be inspirational for a number of acts that have taken the Nine Inch Nails sound as a starting point for their own careers, such as Marilyn Manson and Filter, featuring former Nine Inch Nails collaborators Richard Patrick and Brian Lesagang. That these artists themselves have had multi-platinum success is further testament to the longevity of the Nine Inch Nails sound. Widely regarded as one of the most influential voices in alternative music, though it's not altogether sure what Reznor himself makes of the alternative tag, nobody can be too sure where the future will find Trent Reznor and his Nine Inch Nails project. Ultimately, it's altogether possible that Reznor may find music itself just too restrictive, choosing instead to work in another more exploratory artistic area. One thing is for sure, with his collaborations on the soundtrack albums for The Natural Born Killers and Lost Highway motion pictures, his interest in film has been well documented. Indeed, the style he has employed in the making of the Nine Inch Nails video clips shows an excellent cinematic eye. Possibly he is to become one of the next century's most important filmmakers. But of course, this is all just idle speculation. One thing is for sure though, Trent Reznor's pioneering attitude to his work has made him one of the most important musical figures of his generation. He sits alongside the likes of Lou Reed, David Bowie and Brian Eno as that rare beast, a relevant artistic icon still in control of his musical powers.